From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Shards of Crimson, a collection of short stories by Liz Maverick, Patty O'Shea, Carolyn Jewell, and Jade Lee. This is Rebecca Cook, reading A Time to Howl by Liz Maverick. Chapter 1. The doorman at the ground level of Dumont Tower touched his earpiece, his leather-clad index finger delicate against the metal. His coat looked as it did every afternoon, as if he'd removed it from a sea of unwrinkled tissue for just this one day. He wore his top hat perfectly straight. His face exhibited a kind of blank confidence that never let on that the archaic accessory might be slightly bizarre in the context of the current century. Across the street, from a perch atop a mailbox fused shut back when postal service ended, Teo Maddox mused that it hadn't seemed bizarre for some time now. Yes, even the humans understood that with immortality came tradition. The styles, philosophies, and behaviors of earlier centuries infused this latest incarnation of Los Angeles, blending modern and old-fashioned in a pastiche that made the place unlike any other, that made it Crimson City. And as the humans lost ground to the vampires and werewolves, and found themselves in jeopardy from the other races they themselves had helped empower. The demons from the plane of Orcus, the mechs from humans' own military labs, the present borrowed an ever-increasing number of elements from the past. One thing hadn't changed for years. The richest and most powerful group in Crimson City was still the Dumonts, one of the pure-blood vampire clans collectively referred to as primaries. They'd had centuries to perfect their operations, and it showed. From this doorman at the bottom of Dumont Tower to whatever the hell went on in the penthouse...